This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that one American that we're talking about? Are you that exceptional American? Can you be an exceptional American? Listen, I got news for you. Because you're an American, you're an exception. You are exceptional. Get over it. Now all you need to do is rise to the occasion as an exceptional American. That's all I ask here on this radio show. And first, you must arm yourself with information. And one of the key things about getting information is the ability to actively, what we call, listen. The skill of listening is critical for good leadership. It is critical for understanding what is going on in the world around you. That's why you do listen to Agenda 21 Radio. And so happy that we're on Red State Talk Radio. And by the way, we've made the big time. We're in Times Square. Yep, we're on the billboard. In lights, Agenda 21 Radio on the Red State Talk Radio billboard. It's absolutely amazing. Just all I can say is, well, there I am. And you'll find that maybe I don't have such a face for radio. Boy, listen to me. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another banner day for news and information coming your way with the Agenda 21 tilt to it. Okay, big things. Donald Trump victorious, as we were talking yesterday, as we're leaving the show yesterday, getting the reports that the Supreme Court has upheld the travel ban to a degree. Not all of it, but the bottom line is that the court said, look, guys, here it is. The president is the guy who makes these kind of decisions, not in appeals court. A couple of other things going on that just will really make your day. Could Loretta Lynch face 5 to 10 years in jail? You know the old thing where she met on the tarmac with Bill Clinton? That's starting to raise its ugly head. And I guess the big question has to be asked, is Loretta Lynch the fall woman for all of it? Are these other people going to get off scot-free like the Clintons? That's a big question now, isn't it? Anyway, so with us right now, I do believe we have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, which Scott just finished his show just before ours. And, of course, we always ask Scott to come on because Scott gives such an East Coast perspective to what's really going on Agenda 21 Radio, because we're out on the West Coast. So you're getting both coasts right now. And, in fact, it's kind of interesting. Scott broadcasts every day high above and looking down at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. We're very happy to have Scott with us. And, Scott, what do you think's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She's been asked to recuse. Are we there, Scott? I don't hear Scott.
I'm here.
Are you there? So have you been keeping up with Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She was asked to recuse by members of the House?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She should not have done what she did with the media, bad-mouthing Donald Trump. I mean, she should have known better with all of her experience.
But she couldn't resist. Now, this goes back to several months ago when she was speaking at some place, and she just really was bad-mouthing Donald Trump. And, of course, now Donald Trump is saying, wait a minute, you need to recuse yourself from anything related to Donald Trump. And I think he's got a point, don't you?
Absolutely. I definitely think he has a point because, you know, if you think about what, excuse the noise, if you think about what Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself for, that paled in comparison to what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did.
So what we have basically is a situation where Jeff Sessions has shown the way. Shown the light on the ability to recuse and the power of recusal and why you do recuse, because it sort of has thrown the left into a tizzy with Jeff Sessions recusing because they said automatically he must be guilty of something. Of course, that's just not the case. Now you have a situation where clearly she, as a judge, sitting judge, I mean, everybody's kind of questioning what the heck she was thinking about at the time. Why she should be denouncing the president of the United States as a judge, knowing full well cases will come before her from the president, and clearly attorneys are not stupid. I mean, they're going to rise up and say, look, we cannot have this sort of thing existing on the Supreme Court when we're going to bring cases to you from the president. Automatic recusal in just about every case, I would think.
Is it a question, though, that political ideology stands in the way of reason, or is it strategic, like in the case of Loretta Lynch, to act so stupid that she would actually then botch a complete and total investigation of Hillary Clinton by meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton? I mean, nobody is that dumb. You know what I mean? And I don't think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dumb either. I wonder what she was thinking.
Well, it's pretty, I remember seeing the conversation, and she seemed to be pretty bent on denouncing the Trump. I mean, it was amazing. And you're right about, you go back and think about Loretta Lynch meeting former President Bill Clinton on the tarmac there at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. It is pretty amazing to think about the fact that you have a sitting president, or a sitting attorney general, the former president whose wife is under investigation, and they're meeting. I mean, before she's supposed to testify. I mean, it's absolutely stunning, the politics that were played out. But, you know, I think what happens, Scott, is that these people felt so powerful and in power for so long, they're drunk with power, they're just going to do these kind of things. It's just sort of a matter of course. This is what we do. This is how we roll.
I actually was thinking the same thing. I think that they've let their game down to the point where they're like, who's going to catch us? The media is in the tank for us. I mean, just look at the way Acosta's behavior. John Acosta's from CNN.
Yeah.
Just look at what's happening over at CNN. They're imploding.
Yeah.
They can't – they're supposed to be journalists, and they can't even do that job correctly. These are pros that know better. They have a journalistic role, and they don't practice it. But look at how Acosta behaved when they decided not to use cameras in the press briefing, you know, like a baby, like a child, stomping his feet. And he's the guy that Trump called out a long time ago and said, you're fake news. You're
just
lying.
Just pointed right at him.
Story.
And right. he got all carpy with Trump, as I recall.
Yeah, well, I mean, Trump, though, like an ace, has been proven right once again with respect to where the bad apples are. He could spot them a mile away. It's uncanny, his track record. And right now, he's winning. He's winning at the Supreme Court. That whole deal, 9-0 with the travel ban, was unbelievable. They looked at that and they were like, they laughed. The Supreme Court laughed and said, this is a joke. We'll see this in October. But yeah, of course, the president has the right to do what he was doing. It was a no-brainer for them. And you wonder, how many judges was involved with getting it wrong? Over 50. When you count the Fourth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit, the Washington State, and the other state Supreme Courts, it was over 50 judges that basically need to get a tune-up with regard to the Constitution.
Yeah, and you say that the, and of course, the travel ban issue, and we've got two travel bans that have been under court scrutiny, and this particular one, and all of them, actually we're going to come up to a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about the travel ban. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We will be coming back talking about the travel ban, Trump right again, and the childish behavior. We talked about this yesterday of all the people at CNN, and it's just basic stuff in the news that they're not doing. Just more weakness and the fall of the left. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And here we go on the crazy train, the Trump train. Well, you know, if you're a liberal, it is a crazy train. You just cannot make any kind of sense about what Donald Trump is doing. Now, I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I can figure it out real quick. Donald Trump is winning. And the left is losing. That's kind of like, it's pretty simple. You know, I used to coach, for years I used to coach athletes, and I used to tell them there's some things you need to learn about. Winning is one, losing is another. You don't want to lose a lot, you want to win a lot. It's a real mental disease, I guess, and we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, I'm sure you would agree, because of your athletic prowess, that Donald Trump is winning and the left is losing.
You know, it's funny you say that. You know, I sometimes get sucked into watching some of these YouTube videos about the best knockouts for the against the biggest big mouths. And, you know, they just, like, they're talking all kinds of smack, you know. They're talking this smack talk, and they get knocked out in the first round. It's not even close.
I can remember, indulge me here a little bit, but I can remember playing a football game. It was down in San Diego College, and we had a guy. There was a guy across from me. I was an offensive lineman, and there was a guy across from me, and, oh, man, the guy just talked smack every single play, and I put him on his back every single play. And boy, but he'd get up and talk smack, you know. Every single play, we'd run over him. I mean, it was just, but talking smack.
You know the sad truth about that guy, though, right, Paul?
What?
He voted for Hillary.
Yeah, well, right, I'm sure.
Once a loser, always a loser.
Yeah, you know, it was really uncanny, the whole thing, is the way it played out, but that's true. I mean, that's what you get. I mean, and that's where we're at with the Democrats. They've got no there. They've got no game. They've got nothing. And Donald Trump is winning. And kind of interesting, in the Washington Post just posted up, actually, about Donald Trump. And who is the author of this? It's her name is Delia Shamus, that's her name, says the Supreme Court's travel ban order shows that lawyers can't save us from Trump. Can't save us from Trump. Says, and the subtitle is, only political organizing and popular mobilization can really bring change. Yeah, that really worked out for us in the last 8 years, didn't it?
And no, so, I just I love the results of Nancy Pelosi. I love the results. I can't wait till Obama gets out there and campaigns. What a loser he has been.
Oh.
With respect to losing House and Senate seats and state legislature seats and gubernatorial seats, the White House, the Supreme Court. You know, it's a great recipe for winning on the conservative side. Keep in mind that 2018, the Senate has 33 seats, as they usually do, 33 equals 100, you know, add one. And this time around, there's 33 seats up, but 25 of them are going to be defended by Democrats. They're going to lose their butts big.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really the end of the legacy for Obama. I mean, whatever legacy he, you know, has going for him, that's going to be the exclamation point on what he brought to the Democrat Party. And it's going to happen in 2018. Now, the House is a different story, but if what we've seen is any precursor, there's four races that they lost in a row, and they spent every bit of money that they had in Georgia, and they still couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And the polls were once again wrong.
It's pretty amazing,
and
actually.
Yeah, and you wonder how wrong the media can be for so long. And at some point, you know, they're being treated like children, and rightfully so. This whole thing about taking the camera out of the press briefing, I think, is a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because it stops the grandstanding, and a lot of these ego-driven liptards that represent their media outlets aren't even going to bother showing up at this press briefing.
Yeah, let's switch gears with the audience, because you're talking about Acosta from CNN. and his rant. And again, he has been singled out by Donald Trump, and we're kind of discussing what we were talking about yesterday on the show about CNN and the fact that they've come down with these edicts that everything has to be fact checked now. Go figure on the stories about Russia, because they're getting script. You know, basically these people are just talking heads and readers. That's all they are, script readers on the radio and on the TV shows. They get a script from somebody. They can't go out and research. I mean, they just, God forbid, they would actually do what you and I do every single day, Scott. We do thorough research in everything we're doing. And God forbid that they would learn how to do that. I mean, to me, it's just, it's kind of like doing your homework before school. You just got to get it done. And can you feature, Scott, going on the air in front of 20, 30 million people every day and not really knowing what you're talking about? I mean, and this is what they do. This is what they do every day. Fake news.
Well, you would think that they would want to talk about Bernie Sanders' wife.
And
the College of Vermont. You would think that they would want to talk a little bit more about Donna Brazile and how she cheated by getting the question. There used to be a day in our country where you cheat on a debate, you get the questions in advance, it's game over for you. And, of course, then there's Loretta Lynch. There is Lois Lerner. There was so much corruption and injustice because justice didn't prevail under the Obama administration, because, as we can see, the whole system was rigged. You had the investigator in the tank for the liberals, Comey. You had John Brennan in the tank with regard to international surveillance. You had Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch in charge of the whole Justice Department. They had it all covered. And then you go through these lists of how many people were actually married or brothers or sisters to the folks in the media. They had all the bases covered. That is a crime ring like no other.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a pervasive crime ring all around the world. I want to kind of touch base again with the CNN business, because this is so critically important. And you know, we're finding out the details about their reporting. I mean, purely speculation stuff. I mean, you know, we've known for a long time that there was no there relative to the Russian investigation. Yet they keep at it. They're doubling down again with more facts that really I thought last night I was listening to and that were bogus. But they're going to keep this whole thing up with the Russian investigation until, I guess, they just collapse.
Meanwhile, you still have Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin walking the streets. You have, a whole bunch of things going on. How about Lynch's obstruction, where she wanted to call an investigation a matter? She wanted to kill the investigation. She had the tarmac meeting. I mean, there are so many things that need to be investigated. How about the uranium? That has more Russian collusion than anything else. You know, so they're not going to find.
Go ahead.
They're not going to find anything. It's unbelievable that Mueller has put together a team of liberals. 97% of the political donations that came out of the Department of Justice went to Democrats. That whole swamp needs to be drained right there. Because we've seen what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals now is capable of doing. The Department of Justice is also involved with jurisprudence. And to have that kind of liberal slant is pretty pathetic.
Well, then, of course, Donald's going to drain the swamp.
they
know this is happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? There's also... A New York Post story written by Paul Sperry that has come out regarding the Trump dossier. They came to find out that the dossier was completely fabricated and full of holes.
Hey, Scott, hang on. We got the music coming up. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I just fell asleep at the switch. I can't believe I'd fall asleep on such a news day. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about CNN. And we're going to continue to talk the discussion about CNN because Project Veritas, and those of you who know James O'Keefe, he's sort of a friend of the show. We've Santos Vigil, the engineer of Agenda 21 Radio, just chimed in and said, have you seen the video of James O'Keefe and CNN? And I texted him back and said, yes, we're talking about it next. Here we are, and we're with Scott Adams. I mean, I just can't imagine Project Veritas, Scott Adams, Paul Preston discussing CNN, and it's all right here on Agenda 21 Radio, brought to you by Red State Talk Radio. So, Scott, Project Veritas strikes again, James O'Keefe. It's all over. The best one, the article that I've seen, and of course, it's the Breitbart one, and we're putting it up on our website right now. Project Veritas undercover investigation. CNN producer admits network is hyping mostly bull Trump Russia scandal for ratings. Well, yeah, and you know how good James is with a videotape.
Absolutely. No, he said that the producer says that Russian narrative is BS. In the recent video footage contained by Project Veritas, John Bonifield, a senior producer at CNN, admits to several beliefs that are in direct conflict with the official CNN narrative. But keep in mind, the New York Post also is on this, and Paul Sperry wrote about this and said that the whole dossier by itself, which is sort of like climate change. You know how like 97% of the scientists came to the same conclusion, but they were all using the same data points.
Right.
So they're all using this dossier to drum up this big fat lie. And everybody at Red State that I know of at Red State thinks and knows that this story has no legs, that there's no there. It's a fake news story used as a weapon. It was used as a weapon to wiretap Trump's campaign. Then it was used to, as a weapon to diminish Trump's victory. Then it was used as a weapon by John McCain and Graham neocons to not do business with the Russians because of Russian collusion. Then it was used to say you can't fire the guy who actually is drumming up the investigation on the fake dossier, which is James Comey. You can't fire him now. And so, therefore, this story has been used as a weapon to also take out take the narrative of the news. Instead of covering all the great things that Trump has been doing, they go right back to Russia. And every time you hear one of the Democrat leadership talk, whether they're talking about China or whether they're talking about anything, they'll say Russia. They never, ever not use the word Russia.
Yeah, it's the demonization of Putin that they just are perseverating on. And it's an old Nazi trick, actually. And I'm going to throw that word in there because of the Nazification of the Ukraine by the Obama administration. Now, I'm saying that because that has huge significance to Vladimir Putin. And last week we had Scott Bennett. I got too many Scots in my life. Bennett was on the show, and we talked specifically about this in Oliver Stone's interview of Putin, 4 hours, which I have not seen all of it, but it's very, very telling, and it plays right into the things that we've discovered, and, of course, being a part of informing Putin about ISIS with the Scott Bennett 48-minute videotape from the Liberty Tour. We understand, we get this demonization, why the left is doing it, and it's not working. It's right now, really, with this report and with others, and again, the dossier business, because that's really been, that was the weaponized lie right there. It's all coming home to roost on the liberals, and this whole notion of continuing to bash Russia is going to have to end, because that's just really not, that's not the truth. End of subject. It's not the truth. And ultimately, this truth is going to prevail.
I agree. I concur. Now, what do you think is going to happen, though? I mean, with the mainstream media doing what they're doing, how do they even have a base of viewers? I mean, that to me is the question. I think that the Democrats, voters, are equally to blame, you know. But it's starting. They're starting to become discovered. Just recently, Maxine Waters was out there giving some sort of a rally, and outside, there were a tremendous amount of black individuals that were basically saying that they lied to them, and that she's siding with illegals over. You know, so it's starting to catch up with them. I think that the fraud is really starting to. When Bernie Sanders is lawyering up because of fraud, because of greed. Right, greed is good. It turns out in socialism,
right.
They're really starting to be exposed for the hypocrisy and the corruption that they practice on a daily basis. And I think the next big shoe to drop will be Hillary and Uma and Anthony Weiner. I mean, what happened yesterday in the Supreme Court is really just the beginning of a whole series of victories for the Trump administration. And for America as a whole.
Yeah, I think that decision that they had, that they came up with, was just absolutely awesome to support the travel ban, which was something that nobody thought that was going to happen. But in fact, it happened. And I'm really, really glad that it did happen. I think it's tremendously important that that the president of the United States, I don't care who he is, actually. I think the president needs that flexibility to say, look, this is evil. We're going to stop it. This is how we do it. You know, if it calls a, you know, that's what presidential executive orders are all about. And the slam on the left, and especially all those judges, they have been put on notice. And now you have Ginsburg. She's going to have to recuse herself. And what about Kennedy? Is he going to? What's his retirement situation? Have we heard?
He already got his whole. Law clerks in place for the year. He's going to be there for at least another year. He's going to turn 81 in a month, but and so he's getting along in his teeth. But he's a healthy 81. And when you compare him to Ruth Ginsburg, who just came out with a fitness book, I think. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, you have to wonder. She falls asleep at every State of the Union address. You know, you wonder how effective she is at reading these long briefs and, you know, deciphering what's going on there. And then you wonder about her rationale, because clearly, she stepped out of bounds, unlike I've ever seen a Supreme Court justice do. You know, so unprofessional to do what she did. But she's not going to recuse herself because she's a Supreme Court justice and not a lower-level justice. You shouldn't have to do that, unfortunately. But we always knew where her heart lied anyway.
Oh, so, yeah.
And by the way the court is looking like right now, and I have to say it was very promising to see what was going on yesterday with respect to Gorsuch's addition to the court, is that it does look like a strong court, strong as it was with Scalia, and that's promising.
Well, and if either Ginsburg or Kennedy leave, that's going to be huge. Let's just face it. That's going to be a huge...
Breyer?
Pardon me?
Breyer would be...
You think
Justice
Breyer?
Justice Breyer?
Well, either just, one. Well, yeah, no, I mean, look what they have. The potential is just enormous.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just absolutely enormous potential out there to... for conservatives. I mean, it's just like the straight road to conservatism for 30 years. That's really what we're going to see here. And I think that it's going to be awesome. But I want to get back to that CNN thing, because this has huge ramifications for CNN, I think, with this James O'Keefe Project Veritas situation in the video. And James is, you know, a wonderful guy. I've met him. I know Wiki Man, we both met him when he came over to speak to the Tea Party a couple of years ago. Anyway, I can't believe the time is flying, and I'm not even paying attention. I need another cup of Agenda 21 coffee. We brew it right here every single morning in Studio 21, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. Now, for those of you who do not understand, A is for agenda. The numbers 2 and 1 is really for the 21st century. And radio is radio, meaning R. I'm telling you, people have difficulty with that. It's really weird. A21R.com. Paul at 8. People have trouble, so I need to spell it out. Anyway, so welcome back. Scott Adams is with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've been bouncing around talking about the Supreme Court justices supporting the travel ban, saying it's the president's job to do this. Lower courts, wake up. And, of course, just a smackdown, absolute smackdown for the liberal courts out there, especially the Ninth Circuit. Anyway, the other thing that's pretty important out there, Scott, is, and again, I want to go back to this Project Veritas thing, that the news is collapsing. Really, I think the news, the mainstream media. Anyway, I think that the mainstream media is just about doomed.
Just take a look at Donna Brazile and what she did with the debates, right? I mean, the media has lost all integrity whatsoever. Just look at Rachel Maddow over on NBC, their competitor. And you look at her prediction with regard to how Trump had no path to victory, all kinds of things. They even got the Georgia election wrong. They thought that Ossoff was going to prevail there. They're consistently wrong and all the time. But, you know, that was a really big deal, the travel ban, because of the way it wasn't even really they didn't even break a sweat with this one. And it was a 9-0 kind of consensus that, yeah, we're going to go ahead. There's clearly he has the right to do this. I don't know what they're thinking. We're going to go ahead and grant green light to that. And in October, we'll see it on the merits of the case, but I don't think anything's going to change. I mean, that's sort of where they were with that. It wasn't even close. Yet you had over 50 different justices around the country, Ninth Circuit, Fourth Circuit, all the different regional judges, the one in Hawaii, the one in Washington, a couple of back east, and they all came to some sort of weird consensus that Trump didn't have the right to do what he did. And so it's really interesting, and it should make you concerned that we have these very radical leftist judges at the circuit courts and the circuit court of appeals. But, you know, they also are going to be looking at Kate's Law again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how that goes, there's a Sarah and Grant Rhinebeck case that involves criminal aliens that will not be allowed out of jail until ICE is notified. With Kate's Law, it'll be 5 years in prison for illegals if you're, basically trying to get back in the country and you're caught. So those are things that are going to directly impact sanctuary cities and immigration. And when the new tax reform and the tax bill gets sent to Congress and passed for the 2018 year, that's when you're really going to have a strong impact on sanctuary cities. We're already seeing a humongous impact on refugees and immigrants. They've dropped 70-80%. Even the refugees has. Now you have the travel ban. Basically, I can't say for certain if I can think of one loss that Trump has experienced yet so far. Yeah, the Democrat, the liberal media, like CNN, basically was trying to play everything that was a setback off as a loss. And I was saying, he didn't lose. It's delayed. These were just delays in the process. And so he continues to win. And so far, he's batting 1,000.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is really a great example of when to tell the truth and to be honest and just let the truth lay out there on the table. You know, that's the formula for winning. That's really one of them for him. And yeah. And, you know, I'm not tired of winning yet. I don't know about you, Scott. I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing right now. And of course, it's ripping up the left. And sooner or later, I mean, their support is and what Trump has been doing is absolutely evaporating around the nation. I'm anxious to see in the next 3 or 4 months how the polls really start to look at Obama and Hillary. Of course, there's going to be more revelations with Hillary. And I'm sure we're all just wanting to see what's going to happen with Loretta Lynch. And then, like you were talking about, you still have Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner walking the streets. And how long will that last? And, of course, we still know that Anthony Weiner is singing. It's called the singing Weiner.
Well, here's the thing. When Trump says if Syria uses chemical weapons, they're going to pay a heavy price, by now I think even Putin knows he's not kidding. Right, and when it comes to North Korea, and you take a look at Otto Warmbier,
yeah,
and, you know, we got him out despite all the efforts from the Obama administration. We got him out. North Korea also, the way he comes out real hard and open with respect to China, I think that a lot of these world players understand that Trump is actually a very pragmatic person, very common sense oriented. He will shine a spotlight on anything that is being done underhandedly. They don't want to mess with Trump. And they believe now that his red line means something, unlike Obama's.
Well, the world's seeing it, you know, and that's the thing. The world is seeing it, and I think everybody enjoys it, actually. I think even Putin enjoys it. This is part of the problem, is that Putin, as especially in these Oliver Stone tapes that when Oliver Stone interviewed him for about 4 hours, you really see it that, you know, he was all prepared really for an outreach to Donald Trump. And he thought things were, I think, this is my opinion, and having dealt with the Scott Bennett situation and what happened with all that stuff, and then seeing it all play out in front of us on Agenda 21 Radio and working with some of the Trump people at times, I think that Putin really was trying to outreach to the United States at the time. But that isn't collusion. That's called outreach, and that's called a person who wants to be a partner on the world stage. Believe it or not, Putin and Trump, partners on the world stage. Just think about that. Think about that in the fight against radical Islam. That's something the Islamists do not want to have happen. Oh, by the way, just think how that makes the first Muslim president feel today. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, paul@a21r.com. In the next hour, we're going to be playing an edited version of Project Veritas, brought to you by the Wikiman engineer for Agenda 21 Radio. Has produced it. We'll be putting it up in the next hour, talking about it, listening to it. I just can't wait to sit there and listen to the CNN producer whine, Scott. I just can't wait. Anyway, tell us how we can get a hold of you, Scott, because you got a great show that comes on just before you do the warm-up for Agenda 21 Radio, which I thank. You leave me with a lot of listeners. And Red State Talk Radio is exploding. Go ahead.
Yeah, ScottAdamsShow.com and RedStateTalkRadio.com. One of our listeners, I just want to say a shout-out to Jude for thanking him for listening. But he needs to look up two words, Electoral College, because I just said, you did lose one thing, the popular vote.
Oh, well.
He's a great kid.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing, too, I think when the investigation into the voter fraud that's going on, it's extensive here in California, they're going to find out that she didn't win the popular vote. Anyway, you got about 10 seconds, Scott.
ScottAdamsShow.com, 8 a.m. live every morning. We have call in with 215 Top Talk. Thank you all for listening to Red State Talk Radio.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Scott, for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're coming up to the close of this hour. We've got a lot of things coming up in the next 2 hours, so stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I say all the time at this part of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.